What most people know about chimeras comes from mythology. However, the part animal, part human creature is also reality. North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms, for instance, has long had a pig heart valve replacing his defective one. Since then, there have been various experiments to generate new tissue for sick humans. Massachusetts researchers grew a human ear on a mouse. Toronto biophysics professor Derek Vanderkoy is trying to get blind mice to see using adult stem cells from human retinas.
If we can give vision back to a blind mouse with human retinal stem cells, then that makes it more likely that we may be able to eventually treat blind humans.
Vanderkoy spoke at a Madison forum on chimeras and therapeutic cloning. The event was held at the biotech company Promega. He says there are many scientific and social roadblocks to his research. Stem cells are not easily controlled. More tests need to be done to see if the cells will turn into the desired tissue and whether they remain tumor-free. Vanderkoy and others think social concerns about blurring the line between animals and humans will ease if experiments produce medical cures for people. Ethicists at the Madison Forum say the amount of human stem cells injected into animals often determines the level of controversy. There was concern that a Stanford experiment replacing mice brains with human cells might give the rodents human intelligence. But Cynthia Cohen from the Kennedy Institute of Ethics told the Madison group of scientists that we won't have human beings trapped in mouse bodies. Guidelines by the National Academies of Science permit human-animal hybrids for research where no other experiment will provide the information needed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.